Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Let's talk about the health benefits of homeschooling.
Deal.
And I know you have like five categories of health benefits.
But they're not really my categories. Like when people talk about health, they talk about these five health areas, right? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social. Like those are, in the world of psychobabble, those are your five areas of health, right?
Yeah.
So we can hit each one of those when it comes to homeschooling.
Yeah. Well, let's dig into this.
Okay.
So the first one is physical, right?
Right. Okay, so this one is probably one that gets me, because there is spiritual, and we'll talk about that, but that's kind of what we talk about all the time on the Schoolhouse Rod podcast, because that's the most important is spiritual, mm-hmm. right? The rest of these just fall under that. But this is an area of homeschool that so many people, when they say, why do you homeschool? You know, we homeschool because, one, God tells us to homeschool. A lot of people say we homeschool because we love the freedom. A lot of people say we love homeschool because we can teach our kids academically to where, you know, they're gifted and talented and blah, blah, blah. But I think one that so many people miss is just that the physical health of homeschool is better on children. And I'm going to dare say it is better for children physically to be homeschooled. And it is better for the family physically. And again, like I said earlier, it's because doing things God's way, it isn't in a box. Like when you do things God's way, it benefits every area, because God has made us as a whole person and he sees the big picture. So let's go down the line of some of the physical health benefits of homeschool. I think one of the number one that I have seen in homeschooling my kids, and you have to remember, I was a public school teacher for a lot of years. So I'm kind of comparing and contrasting what I saw in the classroom in children and what I see at home. And one, I would say, is sleep. You know anything about the human body, sleep is imperative. Sleep is so important for us as people. It's when our body heals. It's when our body grows. It's when our brains actually process everything we did throughout the day. Sleep boosts our immune system. I mean, sleep is so important. And as we get older, we start to realize that, because as sleep gets disturbed with age and different things,
right. It
really affects us. And when you homeschool, I feel like when my kids need extra sleep, I can give them extra sleep. I can delay my day if needed. Yeah. I'm bound to our schedule and the schedule that's best for them, not the schedule that's, you know, best for the whole system.
Yeah.
If you have littles, your nap times, you can schedule your school day around your kids' naps so their naps aren't disturbed. Sleep is just so much better all around. And I don't have to crank my kids out and shove food in their face and get them on a bus at 7 a.m. to get to school. Right. And that overall, I also think it's one of the reasons that I feel like we see maybe less sickness, because our kids can sleep when needed. And another one, if we're talking about illness, as far as the physical health of homeschool, is when our kids are sick, guess what? We get to let them be sick and to heal. I remember as a teacher, so many kids, you can only miss a certain amount of sick days. And then the stress of whatever I miss being sick, now I have to make up for it. And then it's not even worth staying home to be sick, because you have to make up for all that work and then the stress. When you homeschool and your kids are sick, they can just take the day off. You don't have to make it up. You don't have to do the school they missed. They can rest. They can just sleep. And I feel like that allows their bodies to heal faster and better. They're not pushed. You can't be sick because you missed yesterday and you missed football and you missed science class and you missed all of this stuff. And so I would say those are probably the top two physical. Yeah. And we're going to go into more, but sleep, your kids can sleep when they need and how they need. And when they're sick, you can allow their bodies to heal in the way that God designed for them to heal.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.